I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, also known as UFOs, continue to be a hot congressional topic as more members of Congress push for government disclosure. I thought disclosure would come in 2001 when government whistleblowers testified at the National Press Club. But it's taken all these years to get the attention of Congress. Polls show that 60% of Americans believe UAP or UFOs are real. But this still remains a taboo topic. I do get lots of silence and eye-rolling when I bring up UAP. Maybe you're doing it right now, but hear me out. What makes us believe something is real? Certainly, if we see it, feel it, touch it, or taste it, we believe it's real. But when you think about it, most of what we believe doesn't come through our five senses. When I mentioned UAP to my daughter, she said, "When am I going to see a UFO?" To which I replied, "Have you ever seen a buffalo or a submarine? Probably not, but I bet you believe they're real because you've read about them or seen pictures. But do you know that a buffalo isn't simply a photoshopped cow?" It does get complicated. To find data we trust, we've learned to be discerning about websites, podcasters, and news sources. So how do we find reliable data on UAP? I've been listening to scientists and technology experts. If you're unfamiliar with UAP, watch the congressional hearings of July 2023, when three high-ranking intelligence and military personnel testified to the existence of UAP. These men are technically not whistleblowers because their testimony was approved by the Pentagon. These men retain their high-level security clearances because if they had lied under oath to Congress, they'd be in jail right now. To put it simply, they told Congress about crash retrievals, biologics, and unidentified aircraft using technology not known to exist on this planet. Members of Congress continue to talk to these and other witnesses in closed session due to the sensitivity of classified military information. In the past, whistleblowers have been unwilling to come forward because of the stigma around UAP and the fear that their testimony could ruin their careers. But with new whistleblower protection laws, 40 witnesses have testified to Congress in closed hearings, and some will testify in public hearings very soon. Check out the New Paradigm Institute, which advocates for disclosure and provides legal counsel for whistleblowers. The Institute is founded by attorney Daniel Sheehan, who's provided legal counsel for the Pentagon Papers, the Karen Silkwood case, and the Iran-Contra congressional hearings. His website keeps the public informed about congressional activity and trains volunteers to keep the public informed about UAP. For academic info, check out the SOL, that's S-O-L, Foundation at Stanford, where physicists, astronomers, biologists, economists, and experts in the field of religious studies, such as Gary Nolan, Diana Pasulka, Avi Loeb, and Hugh Puthoff, presented some jaw-dropping info at the November 2003 conference. UAP is real. We have lots of data to prove it, but we don't know what it is. Our government needs to disclose their data and provide funding to scientists to investigate this phenomena. We could be on the brink of discovering amazing new technologies, and we might find out that we are not alone in the universe. So put down your silly sci-fi novel and find out what's happening in the world around you in real time. Believe me, it's stranger than fiction. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.